Growth stalls when friction builds, and that's why I've used Fiverr more than 130 times to scale projects without bottlenecks. Whether it's design, copy, or technical help, Fiverr gives me leverage so I can focus on growth. If you want to scale without friction, Fiverr is your next destination. Use the link in the show notes and the code PhilHSC10 to get 10% off your first order. Don't do more. Delegate strategically with Fiverr. Now, what if the biggest growth unlock in your partnership portfolio isn't the deal you're about to close, but the one you can recover? This is the Partnership Playbook, a podcast helping sales and marketing leaders secure high-value partnerships that finally unlock business growth and reclaim time. I'm your coach, Phil Hayes Sinclair. Welcome to the show. If you've only got 2 minutes, let me cut to the chase. Partnerships break, period. And it's not a matter of if, but when. And when they do, most teams either dodge the problem or detonate the relationship. Today's episode unpacks a tool called MISS, a battle-tested principle I use with CEOs and go-to-market leaders to navigate breakdowns, rebuild trust, and turn misses into momentum. Now, I've seen $50 million partnerships stall over a single issue, not because the work was wrong, but because both sides forgot how to make things right. It wasn't the failure that broke the deal. It was the silence that followed. There are three lessons coming from today's episode for you. The first one is to default to the mission, not to emotion. When things break, ground the conversation in the shared purpose. It diffuses ego and creates clarity. The second lesson is to own the facts, not the feelings. Drop the rank, remove the ego, describe what happened, factually and as fast as you can. And the third lesson is to be hard on systems and kind on people. Most breakdowns aren't personal, they're procedural. Strengthen what failed. Even the best partnerships wobble. In the past decade, I've worked with founders, go-to-market leaders, and partnership leaders navigating everything from missed revenue targets to major PR blowups. One client had a flagship retail partner walk away over a series of small miscommunications that compounded. Nobody raised the flag early. No one had a recovery play. Trust decayed slowly and then suddenly. This pattern repeats. In high-stakes environments, it's not just performance that counts, it's recovery. So I built a model that CEOs and sales leaders could use in the moment, without needing a workshop or a war room. On paper, the partnerships I'm talking about made perfect sense. Strategic alignment, market reach, executive buy-in, and robust commercial agreements. But none of that matters if a single missed explanation creates a trust fracture that's never addressed. You don't lose partnerships because the strategy was wrong. You lose them because the silence got loud. The MISS principle that we're going to talk about shortly has helped a fintech CEO restore a $30 million distribution deal after a critical API error. It's helped a Series B startup renegotiate a flailing co-marketing plan and then build a tighter go-to-market strategy. And it's also helped a global healthcare brand protect its channel partner network by instituting post-mortem rituals using this principle. Now, most teams make three mistakes when one of their partners falters. They either avoid the issue and silence replaces the conversation, they personalize the problem and blame replaces facts, or they paper over it. Quick fixes replace systemic repair. Here's how the MISS principle helps, and here it is in full. Each of the letters of MISS, M-I-S-S, stand for a particular element. Let's start with M, which stands for mission. As soon as a partner falters and you're able to have a conversation with them, reground on what you're here to do together. Focus on the mission. Purpose brings perspective, especially when emotions are running high. I equals issue. Describe what happened using the facts. No titles, no emotions, just what occurred. The first S stands for simple next steps. Apologize if it's warranted. Recount what happened clearly. Define what comes next, so there's no ambiguity. And the second S stands for strengthen the system. Fix the root cause and be hard on systems and kind on people. I encourage you to use MISS in your next tough moment, and you'll find a link to this framework in the show notes. But it's important to teach it to your team because you can't be everywhere at once. Leadership isn't about never dropping the ball. It's about knowing exactly what to do when you do. Thanks for being here today. And before you go, I've got a question for you. Do you ever feel stuck, unsure of how to move forward with a partnership opportunity? Maybe you're circling the same conversations, hoping momentum will magically appear. Or worse still, saying yes just to see something happen. Well, you're not alone. The truth is, most business leaders aren't short on opportunities. They're short on the next steps that actually work. And that's why I created something for you. It's called the 100 Partnership Tactics, a free collection of proven practical moves used by high-performing CEOs, founders, and sales leaders to turn talk into traction. Inside, you'll find exactly what to say, do, and build at every stage of a partnership, so you can stop guessing and start growing. You'll find the link to these tactics in the show notes. It's free, it's battle-tested, and it could save you months of wasted time. And thanks again for tuning into the Partnership Playbook. I'm your coach, Phil Hayes Sinclair. I'll see you in the next episode.